High-tech peacekeeping. Government opponents say mass protests are planned if a blanket amnesty is passed by Parliament or if the International Court of Justice rules against Thailand in the Pratwihan dispute with Cambodia. This time around, however, they may have difficulty getting anywhere near important sites like Government House or Parliament. Police Lieutenant Colonel Sarayut Arunchai, a crowd control police inspector at the Metropolitan Police Bureau's Protection and Crowd Control Division, says riot police now have much better tools for keeping the peace. Chief among them is a 25 million baht state-of-the-art water cannon truck. "We have one water cannon vehicle imported from South Korea," he said. "It is equipped with a high-pressure water cannon, which can be as effective in dispersing crowds as using tear gas. The cannon has a 65-meter range and can fire 1,650 liters per minute." He said the truck is also equipped with 5 tear gas launchers, each capable of firing 7 canisters at a time, with a range of about 100 meters. If that isn't enough, police have a particularly nasty backup that should worry even the most determined protester. Crowd control officers possess several high-tech sonic weapons, known as long-range acoustic devices. The water cannon truck and several police cars come equipped with the latest in LRAD technology and can unleash waves of targeted pain-inducing sounds on unruly crowds. The model of LRAD we have on the cannon truck costs approximately 700,000 baht, but the ones attached to police cars are more effective and cost around 1.2 million baht, Police Lieutenant Colonel Sarayut said. The weapon can focus in on a specific target. When we turn the device on a group, people staying out of range will not be affected at all. But for those within range, this weapon can be harmful to auditory nerves and can permanently destroy people's hearing. Police Lieutenant Colonel Sarayut says basic crowd control tools are also being improved. Police are currently updating their tear gas and pepper spray stock with better quality products from the U.S. If all goes well, however, none of these options might be needed. The best way to control a mob is to prevent police and the mob from facing each other directly. To achieve this, we use concrete barrier blocks which weigh 1 ton each and are around 1.6 meters high, he said. They're also bulletproof to keep our officers safe.